Number 10.
So the herbarium has hundreds of specimens collected by Ferdinand Rugel, and they're among the oldest specimens in the herbarium. So how did we get them and why do we have them? To back up a bit, when I was a grad student in Tennessee and hiking in the Smokies, one of the first wildflowers that I learned was Rugel's ragwort. And there is another plant there, Plantago rugelii. And now down here in Florida, there's Deringothamnus rugelii. And it never occurred to me to wonder who Rugel was, really. Turns out that he was a professional botanist and plant collector from the 1800s from Germany, but then he moved to southern Appalachians and eventually collected in Florida and Cuba. And he made his living by actually collecting plants and selling them to museums and private collectors, which, you know, everybody thinks of that as a government job now or a museum job, but people actually made a living back then doing that. And we were given these specimens from the British Museum as a gift in exchange for putting names on some of their duplicate collections of them. So we kind of trade them like stamps or magazines. It's kind of interesting that Rugel collected this rare Deringothamnus rugelii, Rugel's pawpaw, back in the 1800s. It's one of the rarest plants in Florida. And those specimens traveled probably all over Europe and then back to the U.S. National Herbarium and then eventually made its way back here to the University of Florida. And that's, you know, what museums do best is preserve rare specimens like this. This is Mark Whitten. I'm a senior biologist in the herbarium at the Florida Museum of Natural History.